So police officers mean well, but they frequently don't have a clue what they're talking about. They frequently do not have a clue. Yeah. Well, get your advice from somebody who knows the law, seriously. And another common misbelief is that, and I saw this recently in a news story concerning somebody's tirade about these about gun laws after the shooting in Florida last week. People commonly think machine guns are illegal. They've never been illegal, ever. They've been highly regulated since the mid-1930s with a lot of federal paperwork, a $200 transfer tax, and so forth. But they've never been illegal. It's just been a matter of taking care of the paperwork, paying the transfer tax. That's all it's ever been. And there's about 250,000 legally owned machine guns in the United States. Probably 2 to 3 times that many that are not registered, which means they're illegal. As far as the law is concerned, unregistered firearms. But legally, a person can buy as many machine guns as they choose to if they go through the paperwork, pay the transfer tax, and so forth. And I know quite a few machine gun collectors. Typically, they own anywhere from 3 to 8 to 10 to, well, one collector I know, I'm not sure even he knows without going through his records, hundreds of machine guns. They're basically, I've never met a female machine gun collector. I'm sure there probably are some. I've never personally met one or been aware of any. But typically, these collectors are looking for solid investments. It's machine guns are a very solid financial investment, by the way. And they just want to have fun. I've been to the Knob Creek Machine Gun Shoot, which is held twice a year, about 3 times now. It's awesome to see 50 shooting points with 50 machine guns all being shot at the same time, especially at night when they're shooting tracers. At 55-gallon drums filled with gasoline with dynamite strapped to the front of it for a target. That's exciting. that's pretty exciting. One thing, there's a concrete wall behind many of the shooting points. One thing you don't want to do is get between the concrete wall and those automatic weapons going off. The concussion back and forth will just jar your insides. It really will. But now, you can get on top of that concrete building and observe. Now, that's a nice place to be able to observe the whole line and not have that concussion jar you back and forth so violently. And it's a violent event, the concussion of all those machine guns. I just realized we missed our top of the hour break. I don't know what's going on here. Maybe my engineer can let me know what's going on, what happened to our top of the hour break. That's interesting. I can't say that's ever happened here with me at Republic Broadcasting where we missed the top of the hour break. I guess I should ask if I'm still on the air. I assume I am. I don't know. Okay, I'm still on air. Okay. It's live radio, ladies and gentlemen, and you never know what's going to happen. So, top of the hour, we have our prepper tip of the day. That's to work on your physical conditioning. Work on it. Aerobic and anaerobic. Anaerobic is lifting weights. Aerobic is moving about, picking up maybe a lot of small weights. You need both kinds of strength, aerobic strength and anaerobic strength. So, and be sure you do your stretching. I start my workouts every morning with a good stretching regimen. It's real easy to hurt yourself if those muscles have not been stretched out and warmed up. And I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, as they say. Part of being an athlete is injuries. If you're an athlete of any kind, you're going to get hurt at some point, especially if you're involved in competition. Of course you are. That's a given. Of course you're going to get hurt. That's part of it. And just get over it. let's check Drudge real quick, see if there's anything we need to see here. No new updates. A bunch of silliness about President Trump challenging Oprah Winfrey to an election duel. That would be a hoot. Oprah Winfrey running for president of the United States. Well, she's already declined, by the way. Thank goodness. We got enough silliness going on without that. So no breaking news that we need to be on top of. That's probably a good thing. It's Firearms Monday. If you got a question or comment about firearms or related items such as legislation, tactics, and so forth, we will take your call. Now we got our next caller here. We got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, John. Have you got a chance to look into that new ammo, the 9mm ammo called Novex, I believe?
Yeah, you sent me a link on it, and quite frankly, I have not. In fact, Dan, when my show's over, I want you to give me a call. We got a couple things to talk about privately.
Okay, sure, no problem.
It's a light projectile going really, really fast.
Yep.
I've owned
polymer and copper blend of some kind, right?
Yeah, I've owned as many as 4 9mm pistols at the same time. My last one went to my grandson as a gift when he turned 21 this past fall. My Browning High Power that I used to carry when I was working homicide cases back in 73 and 74. I'm not a big fan of 9mm, quite frankly. There's the belief is that having these smaller, lighter projectiles going really, really fast is a good thing. And the mathematics of it make them look really good. That's why the 5.56 NATO round looks so good, because of the mathematics concerning the ballistics of that little pistol, that little round cartridge that was meant to shoot groundhogs from 300 yards
That's
away.
That's right.
But there was a young man, a 15-year-old boy in Florida. He was the last shooting victim at that high school on the 15th. He shot 5 times with a .223, and he's probably going to have a complete recovery with surgeries and so forth. I don't know where he was hit, but if he was shot with a 7.62 NATO round 5 times, the likelihood of him being alive would be dramatically less, to say the least. A tough kid, soccer player. The Army went to the 9mm for 2 reasons. One, it was NATO standard, and 2, women have difficulty with 45. The response to all this pistol ammunition stuff, my response is World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, where the 45 showed itself to be quite adequate. It's simply a tool. Meant to get you from where you are to where your rifle is, and that's all I need. It's that big, slow-moving chunk of lead, 240 grains, going slightly above the speed of sound. That's enough. It'll knock a guy down, even if he's got body armor on it. It's got enough foot-pounds of energy to knock you over.
Like a 2x4 in the chest.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I would not, if somebody wants to go to these different rounds that have all these wonderful characteristics, I'm not going to attempt to talk them out of it. I know that for John Moore, 240 grains of lead going 900 feet per second is fine. That's all I need. Thank you very much.
Okay.
it's just a pistol is all it is. Go ahead, Dan.
Yep, I hear you. There was one thing just a little off topic, but I think it's extremely important, even though all I've seen is a trailer. There's a movie, excuse me, there's a movie that's going to be free on the internet to watch for the next 10 days. It's called Revelation. Have you heard about that yet, John?
I'm not sure. Go ahead and talk about it.
Well, it's got, good old Alex Jones has got a part in it, but that's not the reason I brought that up, but he is in there. And there's a couple of country western singers or whatever that's got some places in it. Charlie Daniels, I think, is one of the narrators. But it has to do with the New World Order. And it looks absolutely bone-chilling to watch it. And it's going to be free to watch on the Internet.
Well, Dan, send me a link.
Starting today.
Yeah, well, send me a link and I'll get that posted on my website so people can watch it. Then after that, it'll be for sale, I assume?
It's been for sale for a year or so.
Oh, okay.
And, on the internet, you know. So they're just trying to get it out there to as many people as they can to watch it. It looks like it's
have you seen it yourself yet?
I've only seen the trailer, and the trailer just shook me to my core.
Right.
So it's pretty well done. It looks very professional and lifelike.
Get me a link for that, and then we can both watch it. Appreciate it, Dan.
I'll do her. All right, John. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Your call number is 800-313-9443. One of the interesting things about the gun culture is optics. Back when I was in grade school, I want to say in junior high school, I equipped my Daisy Red Ryder with a telescopic sight. This was a piece of plastic that it may have cost me $4 or $5. I'm not sure what it cost. Very primitive, very cheaply made. I ended up breaking the crosshair, so I took it apart. I took a couple of pieces of my own hair and glued them in there to make new crosshairs, which actually worked, believe it or not. But I'm way past that. I really like optics. Of course, as an investigator, I used high quality, very powerful optics professionally. I've spent literally hundreds of hours with my eyeball stuck behind viewing piece of high powered cameras, video equipment, binoculars, telescopes, in the pursuit of various things as an investigator. So I understand optics. I've used them extensively professionally, I like the advantage you get with good quality optics. They don't have to be the best. Once you get above, say for a rifle scope, above $300, the differences in quality become very, very slight. They're there, and you have to have, I guess to use the term would be a trained eye to understand what the differences are and how to even detect the differences between the high-end scopes, and we're talking $900 to $1,000 scopes, and the $300 scopes. So it takes some training and knowledge to even tell the difference, because on the outside, they look almost identical in terms of the how these things are built, the color, the controls, the features, the options, and so forth. It can be difficult to tell the difference. Night vision. I'm a big advocate of night vision. Now, what we have right now appears to be great in terms of firearms culture, legislation, and so forth. That could change. That could change. Right now, you can buy night vision. My favorite place to buy any optics, by the way, is Optics Planet. Simply a matter of making your choice, making your payment, and that big, beautiful brown truck from UPS will have it at your door probably in 3 days. Now, I've never seen night vision at Walmart. I've no recollection of seeing night vision at Walmart. Most sporting goods, some of the big chains like Gander Mountain and so forth, Bass Pro, they will have a limited selection of night vision. I believe I may have seen at the Big Bass Pro headquarters there in Springfield, Missouri, I think maybe 9 or 10 selections in night vision. That's about as big a selection I've ever seen in a retail store. When in reality, there's probably 200 or 300 choices in night vision, literally. But the point being, right now, you can make that purchase easily. I know money's an issue for many of you out there, but keep this in mind. Some night vision, even entry level, a night vision scope that costs $100, some night vision is better than no night vision at all. So if you think, well, I'm going to save up my money until I can buy that nice $1,000 night vision scope. In the meantime, you don't have any night vision at all. Excuse me. If you got $200 or $300 saved up, get something. Get something. It's better than nothing. The assumption, the belief that you've got time to save up money and buy that $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 scope in the future, that may be, I hope you're right. I hope that's based in reality. I have no crystal ball. I can't tell the future. I'm having lunch here in a couple of hours with a gentleman. He's a very accomplished businessman in his chosen career, and I'll be giving him some updates. He's one of these men that wants to keep his lifestyle uninterrupted until he has no choice and he has to go to a safe haven. And that's true of many people. And it's very understandable that people would feel that way. And I don't challenge that in the least. I'll let people know. I think it's probably not the wisest thing, but I respect their choice. When it comes to night vision, your choice of waiting to get something that's real high end, while you could afford something that's $200 or $300 right now, I think that's foolish myself. So once that opportunity's gone, once there's a crisis in our face, the odds of you finding any night vision at all, low end or high end, either one, are basically gone. Pretty much gone. So my advice is to get what you can afford right now. You got it, and keep it in a Faraday cage. I got those Faraday bags to sell on my website. You can make your own. Get yourself a nice, brand new, clean, galvanized steel trash can with a nice tight-fitting galvanized steel lid. Line it with some carpet or cardboard. Put your equipment in there. You're good to go. It would help to ground it. I don't believe it's necessary. But keep your night vision and, in fact, all your electronics in Faraday cages. I would like to think that a crisis would never happen where we would need this. You think if you were in New Orleans following Hurricane Katrina, having night vision might have been a good thing? You had property and lives to protect in New Orleans? Of course it would have been a good thing. Of course. Following the flooding in Houston, any number of these tragic events we've had. Now, almost half of every day is nighttime. The looting that went on, criminal activity. It's possible that criminals could have night vision. I don't doubt that. It's highly unlikely, but it's possible they could. The more likely thing is that if you've got it, they're not going to. That's the more likely thing. Now, if you can only afford one piece, you get a weapon sight. You can use that weapon sight for observation and surveillance, but you can't use a monocular as a weapon sight, at least not very effectively. Monocular, binocular, night vision. So if there's only one piece of equipment you get the weapon sight because it has multiple uses. And get the best you can afford. There'll be different things for different people. That's just reality. But even that entry level for less than $300 is going to be almost like magic. Being able to see in the dark, the first time you turn on night vision and look through it, it's breathtaking. And something, I don't know if Professor McCanny has done this yet, but I've been encouraging Professor McCanny to get his hands on some good quality night vision and go out on a moonless, cloudless night and look at the sky. It's like you've never seen the sky before. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by 2 men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 19th day of February. My website is libertyman.com. That's where you'll find the banner for the Hear the Watchman event. That's March 22nd to the 25th. I am the keynote speaker. If you can make it to Dallas, I'll be the keynote speaker at the event on the 24th. If you want to get $20 off, use the promotion code there at my website on that banner. $20 off the live event, 20% off the live stream event. All the details are right there. It's an amazing list of speakers. I'm very honored and humbled to be the keynote speaker for this event. Let's just click on that real quick and look at some of the speakers that we've got there. Okay, I clicked on it, and it should be coming up here shortly. Okay, and let's see. Here we are. Henry Groover, John Wells, L.A. Marzulli, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Paul Begley, Dr. Michael Lake, Derek Gilbert, Russ Isdor, Lisa Haven, I'm a big fan of Lisa, she does a lot of good work, Carl Gallups, Josh Tolley, I know Josh, Michael Waldea. Well, I know John B. Wells also, I should mention, I guess. I've had him on my show. Bill Salas, Mary Colbert, Dr. Don Colbert, Dave Dabblemeyer, that's Coach Dave, Casper McLeod, Christina Peck, Josh Peck, Brandon Gallops, Watchman Alexander, and Ray Gano. So, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to meeting all these speakers and meeting all of you that can get there. Okay, Firearms Monday. I don't know what's going on with Jimmy today. I hope he's okay. Maybe he had a late night and had to sleep in. Sometimes he has a late night getting back from these. He's at a gun show just about every weekend, and sometimes it's a long trip. And so hopefully he'll be back next Monday. I've got a collection of Gun Digest going back half a century. It's fascinating to see how the gun culture has changed over the decades. The directions it's going very positive directions, in my opinion, by the way. Lots of ways to get involved in the gun culture. It could be hunting. There's all kinds of hunting, of course. Duck hunting, which is a favorite for a lot of people. I've never been particularly... Of course, I haven't been hunting in decades myself. I grew up spending summers with my grandmother and my grandfather out in the Ozarks. And the hunting we did was squirrels and rabbits. That was basically it. I never went deer hunting, but we went, and it was how we put meat on the table. Literally, put meat on the table was squirrel hunting and rabbit hunting. Rabbit hunting in the wintertime, squirrel hunting in the summertime, and yeah. So that was my hunting activity. There's skeet shooting and trap shooting and sporting clays, all of which use the clay pigeons, of course. All kinds of combat competition, where there's three guns, competition, rifle, shotgun, pistol, pistol competition, sniper competition, precision marksmanship with rifles and pistols, bench rush shooting with rifles. Cowboy action shooting, that's a lot of fun. I've never been to one of those, but one of my buddies that I served with in Vietnam, he was a cowboy shooter there for a number of years, and they really get into it. They have to pick out a name for themselves, for their, like a stage name for competition. They wear very authentic costumes. The firearms they use have to be a certain type of firearm that's period correct, shall we say, for that period of time between end of the Civil War and 1900, for example. And they have a lot of fun. It's a social event as much as it is competition. Three-gun competition, now, these guys and gals, they get real serious. And of course, they're all serious. Anytime you're in competition, people are trying to be the winner. So, of course, there's a lot of competition. But they'll have these little golf cart-like contraptions that they make up to carry their rifle, shotguns, pistols, and the ammunition and whatever accessories they need. So they can go from point to point in the three-gun competition. It's fun to watch that also. There's a lot out there in the gun culture to participate in many, many different kinds of activities and competition. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of February. There's a spinning globe there on the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. If you click on that spinning globe, let's click on that there and see what happens. Something should come up. Well, maybe I'm not clicking on the right spot. Regardless, oh, there it is. You can find out where people are listening to the John Moore Show all over the planet. It's pretty neat and sometimes surprising. It's not surprising to find most English-speaking world, but a lot of listeners in Germany, for example, a huge number in Australia. And then some of the things that really caught me off guard, Iran, North Korea, probably their intelligence agencies. There's not many people in North Korea that can listen to the radio on the Internet, at least not legally. You have to be connected to the government somehow, some way, or a wealthy person. And so forth. So that's kind of a lot of fun. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners for sale. Marvelous healing devices. If you have arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will help. Joint pain, back pain, it will most likely help. Pain from any source, the energy cleaner will help. Not getting a great night's sleep. Remember what my wife, Dr. Moore, says, when you sleep is when you heal. When you sleep is when you heal. You'll get better sleep than you've had in decades. Almost everybody does. Only $285 shipping included. The mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner, they're going to vary in price. I got everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment, by the way. So check out the details at my website. You can read up on the patent application information and make your decision. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. I'm looking over here at my shipping table. I've got mattress pads and energy cleaner stacked up ready to ship tomorrow. Today's a holiday, of course. Ready to go. You can place your order using PayPal right at my website at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free hour line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. If you've got a question or comment regarding firearms, anything related to firearms or gun culture legislation, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Our next caller is Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you, John. Well, John, when it comes to firearms, after this school shooting in Florida, they are already trying to ban firearms. I mean, already trying to put in gun control measures and so forth and so forth. And what the sheeple don't realize is that let's say tomorrow I was a Democrat communist president, and with a magic wand, no guns whatsoever except for military, police, and hacks. You know what would happen? The guns would still come in. You know how? Because gangbangers would infiltrate the police department, or they would bribe members of the police department and the military, and they would also join the military. It's just as simple as that. Or you would have the Cadillac gun shop, which is guns in the back of a Cadillac. Some criminal pops it open. The serial number has been filed off the guns. For a price, you get yourself a fully automatic gun. Or they just come over the border from a foreign country. I mean, for crying out loud, China and all these communist countries will just pump guns right into the country, into the hands of the criminals to topple the government. So they would still come in.
Right. Well, there's a article. It's written as a bit humorous at my website that reinforces what you're saying there. I'm going to scroll down here to see if I can find that thing real quick here on the left side of my homepage. It's probably pretty far down. Pretty far down, very near the video for a FEMA high-level briefing. It says, in red letters, bright red letters, says, humor, Los Zetas marketing memorandum.
Oh, Los boy.
Zetas. Yeah, and it's written, this is a memorandum written by the head of marketing for a criminal cartel south of the border, looking forward to America's new anti-gun laws and how they're going to incorporate firearms into what they're already doing with cocaine and heroin and so forth. So the market, let me simplify what you're saying here, Jeff.
Yes.
Listen carefully. The market will always meet the demand. That's the way markets work. That's the way markets
exactly.
work. If there's a demand for heroin, the market will meet that demand. If there's a demand for AK-47s, the market will meet that demand. That can't be stopped. And you go to a place like Saudi Arabia, there's a sign at the border when you cross the border that will cut your head off if you're trying to sell drugs. There are still drugs for sale in Saudi Arabia.
Of course.
Of course there are. And something else to remember, Jeff, is two words. Listen carefully.
Yes.
Two important words. Ghost gunner.
Ghost gunner.
Do you know what that means?
No, I don't know what that means.
Would you like to?
Yes, I would.
Okay. There's a dollar amount, $1,675.
Yes.
It's a product that you can order. The big brown truck from UPS will deliver it to your door. This is a computer-controlled machine that will fabricate high-quality receivers.
Oh, let me guess, for $500 in Double Jeopardy, a 3D printer.
No, this is a step above that, CNC machine.
Yes.
This is not a 3D printer. This is a computer-controlled CNC machine that actually machines the metal.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, this is a step above. 3D printers work also. But the, that technology, the 3D printer can't quite make what we can get from Remington or Colt, Smith & Wesson. The Ghost Gunner can. You'll have a complete receiver made, as we say, in the privacy of your home, delivered in a plain brown box to let you make your own receivers. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the only part, you know, firearms have multiple parts, screws and springs and ejectors and barrels. As far as the law is concerned, there's only one part that is the firearm, and that's the receiver. Everything else can be bought and sold like bubblegum. The springs, the barrels, the triggers, the hammers, all those parts, ejectors. They're just simple metal parts. But the receiver is what's considered a firearm, and that's what the Ghost Gunner manufactures. I've talked to these people about advertising their products. They said, John, we got so many orders, we don't need to advertise.
Wow. John, you taught me something today. If I may ask you a question before I go, when are you going to have Jeff Nyquist on? Because that guy...
Every Wednesday, second hour.
Second hour. And do you take phone calls on the second hour on Wednesday? Because I'd love to talk to Jeff.
Absolutely. He's a great guy. He's back on after a long absence, and we're getting some really great numbers. People love Jeff Nyquist and his analysis.
Oh, he is my hero, because if anybody knows about the communists pumping firearms, pumping drugs, pumping all this crap into this country, it would be him. Because let me tell you something, and then I'm going to go, which is in order to stop drugs and guns and everything like that, you would literally have to have death squads on America, right-wing death squads or left-wing death squads. You're caught with an illegal gun, and you're not governing a military, bang, bullet to the back of the head. And you'd have to have surveillance across the land, and you know what? The American people will not accept it.
Absolutely
not. It shouldn't be accepted. Hey, John, I'll let you go. Thank you very much.
Jeff, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. All right. This is I did a presentation before a group of people. It was a group I belonged to in St. Louis quite a few years ago. There was about 20 people that had 30 college degrees. That's about the size of the audience. About 20 people with 30 college degrees. Almost all of them liberal. Almost all of them either neutral on guns or anti-gun. So I'm standing up in front of this group of people, and I say, ladies and gentlemen, we all know that guns come from or manufactured in these really big factories that have large, expensive equipment operated by highly trained technicians. Can we all agree on that? And everybody's nodding their heads. Yeah, John, they're smiling, nodding their heads. Of course, that's where guns come from. So, if we could find all these factories, where all these large factories with expensive equipment, with highly trained technicians, if we could shut them down, then we could stop the manufacture of firearms, couldn't we? And they all nod their heads, yes, of course we could. And then, taking that chain of logic a little bit further, and then over a period of years, we could eventually have a country, a nation that was gun-free, couldn't we? And everybody nods their head, you know, nods their head yes and agrees with me. Of course we can. Then I go on and talk about World War II and how an American infantry officer was left behind in the Philippines, stayed behind to become a guerrilla and fight the Japanese invasion. And they did not have the guns they needed. So he determined a way to fabricate a single-shot shotgun using common gas pipe, like you can buy in any hardware store in the United States. So I had taken the time to fabricate one of these myself. One piece of gas pipe with a precise half-inch diameter hole in the middle, just the exact size necessary for a 12-gauge shotgun shell, by the way. And a second piece of pipe that the smaller one fit inside of. Slightly shorter, maybe 6 inches shorter. with a one end threaded and a cap screwed on the end of it. All I needed to make a complete working shotgun was a BB epoxied on the inside of that cap to become a firing pin, and I would have a complete shotgun. So I took out the two pieces of gas pipe. I had an expended 12-gauge shotgun shell had already been fired. I give it to one of the audience members to demonstrate that it's harmless, can cause no harm. I place the expended shotgun shell in the half-inch diameter pipe, place that pipe inside the other one, and I demonstrate slam-bang how to operate the shotgun. At that point in time, I heard several sighs where people understood immediately that their hope, their dream, their vision of a gun-free America could never happen as long as there was gas pipe. I go on to demonstrate how I could have one of the larger diameter pipes, which was a receiver with the firing pin, and 8 or 10 of the smaller ones to have multiple shots, because reloading the little pipe would take probably 6 to 8 seconds, where if you had 6 or 8 of these already loaded up, you could shoot relatively quickly with a slam bang shotgun. Then I pull out the receipt from the hardware store, where for less than $10, I had bought the two pieces of pipe, had them each cut to the proper length, the one pipe threaded, and then I could screw on the end cap myself. So for less than $10, I think at the time it was probably less than $5, quite frankly, I could fabricate a slam bang shotgun. One of the things my friend Todd Aiken, who was a U.S. congressman for several terms, he told me back when he was a Missouri member of the Missouri legislature, that any committee in the Missouri legislature had anything to do with technology or engineering, there were rarely, if ever, any Democrats on it. Almost never a Democrat on a committee had anything to do with technology or engineering. They simply weren't there. And you know, I thought about that for a moment, and it made perfect sense to me. You know, look where they go to school. They're getting degrees in English literature, sociology, political science, art. And there's nothing wrong with those things, but they're not practical. They don't involve anything involving engineering or science, these people getting these degrees. So why would they gravitate towards a committee that has to do with anything regarding engineering or science? So they're not going to gravitate towards that because they don't understand it. It's not the world they live in. It's simply not. And anything involving manufacturing or metalworking is a complete mystery to these people. It's like magic. They don't have any comprehension of what really goes on in metal fabricating, or how easy and simplistic it can be to bypass, as I just demonstrated, the large factories with the expensive equipment and highly trained technicians. I would say it's a pretty fair statement that pretty much all high school dropouts could fabricate a slam bang shotgun that I described. There might be some exceptions, but I think almost all of them could. Making use of the local hardware store to do most of the work, select the pipe, cut the pipe, thread the pipe, walk out the door. These youngsters, God bless them in Florida, they mean well. They're going to have a rally in Washington, D.C. They think they're going to change the world. They don't know the world. They don't understand the world. Read that memorandum that I wrote. It's funny. It's funny because, at least I think it's funny, because it reflects reality. It reflects the way businessmen think. Now, you may not like drug dealers and drug cartels. You may despise them. You may think they're evil on one hand. On the other, they are business people. They're in the business of meeting the needs, meeting the demand of the market. The market being Americans, hungry for these substances. if it wasn't for Americans that desired and were hungry for heroin and cocaine and crack cocaine and all these other products, there'd be no drug cartels. Of course not. Who are they going to sell? If nobody wants to buy this stuff, who's going to buy it? Why would they even exist? So the memorandum I wrote is from the perspective of these criminal drug cartels and how they think, what they believe, what they will do to meet a new market demand that's not being met. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of February. Well, springtime's not too far away. We've had, down here in south central Missouri, almost no snow. I think we had one snow that may be a quarter inch, another one that was maybe slightly more than that, which is fine with me on one hand. On the other, we're way behind in precipitation. The gentleman having lunch today, I'm bringing with me a copy of the article. It's a free download at my website. It has a real catchy title under free downloads. an abrupt climate change scenario and its implications for United States national security. People are always looking for the big, spectacular disaster, such as EMP attack, Planet X impact, you know, harming our planet, which is, you know, those are real things, and we need to be ready for them. But what's happening right now, what's in our face right now, is the consequences of the Gulf Stream having stopped June 12, 2010. That's already in our face. So, read the article. In fact, I'm printing out a copy now. It just occurred to me, and it's only 4 pages. I'm going to print this out and bring it to the lunch meeting I'm having with this gentleman in a couple of hours, because this really finishes out what that 22 pages. The your tax dollars, by the way, paid for that first article I mentioned, an abrupt climate change scenario. The Department of Defense paid for that, your tax dollars. Two scenarios. At the time, they were both future possible ones, the Gulf Stream slowing down dramatically and the consequences of the Gulf Stream stopping completely, which it did, June 12, 2010. That one event changes everything. I'm serious. It's, the film, The Day After Tomorrow, starring Dennis Quaid, the main premise of the film is the consequences of the Gulf Stream stopping. It's Hollywood. It's a love story, a couple of teenagers and so forth. It's a well-done movie. But there is some basis in reality of the consequences of the Gulf Stream stopping. There's my printer going, printing out the 4 pages. The Gulf Stream has stopped, written by John Moore. That's my first sentence. This is the second most important event in the past 2,000 years. Please read on. Seriously. Most important event in the last 2,000 years is the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is, seriously, not flippantly, seriously, the second most important event in the last 2,000 years. That's how important this is, and almost nobody knows about it. Almost nobody in the general population. Lots of distractions out there, school shootings, the economy, wars, different threats, and so forth. But this one's just kind of perking in the background, warming up in the background for us to deal with. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, energy cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.